And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. It's Chris Mensink. Coach, how's it going today?
Well, it's a great morning here at Fillmore Central, Luke.
I bet it is. I mean, eight times you guys have been section runners-up, and this time you get the big win over a talented Faribault Bethlehem Academy team, and they're playing some really good football, Coach, down the stretch. But you guys jumped on them early. The defense picked up a big turnover, and you guys go on to that 34-8 win over BA, Coach. Overall, you can take us through the game and your thoughts on it, but obviously a big win for the Falcons, and you guys are feeling pretty good here this morning.
Yeah, we're so proud of our kids and our community. What a great feeling this morning to be Section 1A champs. You know, if you can come out of Section 1, you got a good opportunity. So we talked, you know, pregame, Luke, you and I, about the turnover stat, and that was a huge factor in this football game. Fillmore Central was plus four. Chase Christensen, that young man, had an outstanding game last night, forced a fumble on their first possession, and Chase picked that one up, and then he also had three interceptions to go with it. So,
woo,
which set up our 21-point first quarter to get that lead. You know, play fast, start fast. That's our kids' motto, and that's exactly what they did, and rode that 21-point first quarter to that 34-8 win. But stat-wise, if you look at the stats, we had 22 first downs to their nine. The plus four turnover ratio is the huge stat line in the football game. They had 46 plays for 167 yards. So defensively, our defense showed up, stepped up, and continued to play good team defense. We had 54 plays for 347, a nice balance again, 190 on the ground and 157 through the air. Dylan O'Connor, you know, we talked last, he had three picks in our last meeting with BA, and tonight, needed to take care of the ball, and he knew that, and he did exactly that. 8 for 12, 8 for 12 for 157 yards, three touchdowns and zero interceptions, and to go with it, had two rushing touchdowns. So that young man had an outstanding game as well, and made good decisions, took care of the football, and did exactly what championship players and teams do. So very proud, obviously, this morning. In the rushing department as well, Kyle Daniels had a nice ball game again in the air and in rush and on the ground. Had six carries for 59 yards. Chase Christensen carried the ball once for 12. Bryce Corson had 16 carries for 64. Dylan O'Connor, like I said, had 17 rushes, 53 yards on the ground, and two touchdowns. And Jake Fischbacher a carry for four. On the receiving end of those passes, Luke Hellickson had a catch for 15. Kyle Daniels, again, like I said, nice night through the air, catching the ball, had four catches for 62, and Bryce Corson had three catches for 80, and two of those were touchdown catches, or three touchdown catches. So the Bryce, Dylan to Bryce connection was working last night. On the defensive side, Luke Hellickson had a solo tackle. Kyle Daniels had two assisted tackles. Chase Christensen with assisted tackle and those three interceptions and a fumble recovery. What a great evening for him, and did a great job there back at safety for us. Bryce Corson had five solo tackles and two assists for seven. Noah Rothering had two assisted tackles and a solo. Henry Liu had two solos, assist, one solo for loss, and a solo sack, and a big opportunity on a third down play. Sam Springer had a solo tackle. Garrett Gosman continued his stellar defensive play to lead us in the middle. He does such an amazing job of reading things and understanding, you know, personnel groupings, what the play might be, and anticipates. He's just a tough kid to block and just a tough kid, period. Had nine solo tackles last night. Jeez. Two assists, five solos for loss, and a solo sack for 11 tackles. Atlee Hirschberg, our sophomore middle two, did a nice job reading, three assisted tackles and assist for loss. Christian Ladd, his defensive end, had a solo tackle and assist. Lincoln Iverson, D tackle. That young man does a nice job inside too of following pulls and reading defenses and reading offenses, and had four solo tackles, two assists, one solo for loss, and a solo sack last night. Gunnar Benson, our captain, defensive lineman, he got double teamed last night. So proud of his effort. He's going to be sore man today, but he did his job and took up those double teams, and with that had three solo tackles and two assists, one assist for loss. Will Parker at his defensive end, just a solid player, very disciplined, one solo tackle. Didn't have the tackles, but kept that quarterback in the pocket and just did an amazing job last night. Jake Fischbacher at his corner had two solo tackles. So both sides of the ball, just so proud of our kids and our coaching staff last night on the job they did. Like you said, Faribault-BA's got an amazing team. They're quick. They're young. On turf, we were very concerned about keeping that quarterback in the pocket. He's a gunslinger. He can throw that ball. He got us once, but our kids kept battling and kept things in front of them all night long and got it done last night.
An incredible season so far here for the Fillmore Central Falcons, Coach. You're Section 1A champions. You top BA like we just talked about in the section final. Clean slate now. You go into the state quarterfinals. You'll be playing up at Jordan on Friday, November 11th. It's a 5:30 p.m. kickoff. You're battling the Section 2 champion at Lester Prairie, who knocked off Mary Lutheran 14-6 in their section final. Have you had a chance to dive into the film in that one yet, Coach? They're a solid team. They're 11-0 on the season. What do you expect to see from them if you have had a chance to dive into that?
Yeah, we've got a few films on them, and we've kind of had them pegged coming out of that section. So they're a physical football team. You know, they double-tight wishbone. They're a team that you know, we've got to get on top of them, make them chase us. They like to pound the ball. They don't want to throw it. That's not their strength. So it's going to be a unique challenge for us. We haven't faced a team like this year. Rushford runs a little bit of that, but not exclusively. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we are so excited for the opportunity and so excited for this new territory.
Yeah, new territory indeed. Like we mentioned, section what runners up 8 times. So you guys deliver here tonight, and I think we were talking about beforehand. Harmony won it all in '84, and then possibly another state trip in '89. Is that what it was?
Yep, I believe that's correct. And good to get that monkey off our back and get one of those black banners in our gyms. But definitely, this it's a proud day to be a Falcon. It's a kudos to all the present Falcon football players and the past football players that have set the groundwork for this. There's been so many deserving Falcons that have wanted this and deserved it. And so happy that this group got us over that hump. But they still have boxes unchecked and goals unreached and still hungry for more. That's what we said after the game. They want to stay hungry and humble, and that's what this team's motto, and that's kind of how they approach each week at practice. And I know our kids are ready and already watching that film and ready to get to work for the next challenge.
Should be a lot of fun there next week. And then on that Friday up in Jordan, we'll plan to carry that game against Lester Prairie right here on 103.1 KFIL. Again, a 5:30 kickoff there next Friday. Coach, anything else you want to add here as we wrap things up?
No, I just want to thank our Booster Club for the wonderful pregame meal, our junior parents for the postgame meal. Our cheer team have done an amazing job all year, so thanks for their support. And also the Preston and Harmony Fire Departments and our community for the wonderful send-off yesterday and the escort home. You wake up today just proud to be a small piece of this.
Chris Mensing with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. They take down Bethlehem Academy in the Section 1A Finals. They punch their ticket to state. They will battle Lester Prairie Friday, November 11th at Jordan High School. And we'll have the action right here on KFIL. It's a 5:30 kickoff. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And good luck in the state quarterfinals next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Luke.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.